Chase, what is the specific hell that you solve? Was the question posed to me by my now good friend Joel Cochran when I was first on his podcast 3 years ago. And the answer that I gave him, I'm going to tell you guys right now, and this is why primal beliefs are the foundation. This is why this is the core of what we do, what I do inside of my coaching. Here's the answer. The hell that I solve is when you look at a man, a fully grown man with a family, a job, a career, kids, all the things, a car he's making payments on, comfortable living. And you look him in the eye and you say, have you ever considered who you are? Like who you truly are on a soul level? And in that moment, he looks like the wind just got let out of his sails a little bit. Because it's the first time somebody asked the question that he was hoping he'd never get asked. And he glasses over a little bit. Maybe a little tear runs down. And quietly he says, no. This is a true story. This has happened when I've asked men this question. And they have the things, guys. I asked men this question inside the gym that I owned for 8 years. They were in there taking care of their health and fitness. They had a career. They had a family. They were paying for their kids' college comfortably. And still, something was missing. Primal beliefs. This takes us back to the core of who we are. Let's look at those two words, primal beliefs. It's not necessarily believing in a primal system. It's not going back and worshiping heathen gods or worshiping the sun. By the way, go get your sun. We'll talk about that inside primal rhythm. What primal beliefs is, it's getting back to our primal self, our most authentic self. It's becoming the most accurately tuned, biggest grandfather clock in the room. And for any of y'all that have yet to hear that analogy, a physicist in the 1600s was laid up sick in bed, 1645 to be exact. Christian, I'm not going to try and pronounce his last name. And he noticed that wherever he put his two grandfather clocks back together that were at the foot of his bed, their pendulums would start swinging in unison. And he took this discovery to the Royal Ministry of Science. He was in the UK. He got laughed out of the room. In recent decades, it's been proven that those grandfather clocks were communicating through tiny vibrations in their wooden housing across the room, and their pendulums were falling in sync through those vibrations. Now, do you guys know what happens if you put a room full of grandfather clocks together and there's one that's bigger than the rest? They all fall in sync with that largest grandfather clock because it has the strongest vibrations. Vibrations are no longer this woo-woo subject. Stanford University. Real science, not Gaia TV or YouTube, some fringe thing. Stanford has measured a field that's emitted from the heart that is measurable at least 3 feet away. And we can measure emotions and states of being on this field. And, you know, down at the bottom, some of y'all may have seen this scale. Down at the bottom are things like fear and scarcity. And in the middle is like courage. And then we get up and it's, you know, joy and peace and love and enlightenment. And there's something that they found vibrates higher than anything on the scale. You know what it is? It's authenticity. Authenticity, my friends, that same underlying mechanism for the grandfather clocks that fall in sync. It's dripping faucets that sync up together. It's the tide and the moon. It's women whose cycles sync up together. Y'all, if you've been following along for any period of time, you know that, yeah, like I said in episode one, dad bod to father figure, that's cool. The dad bod's an inside job and you could be fit as fuck and still be a dad bod on the inside. A dad bod at heart, disconnected from yourself. Disconnected from your kids, disconnected from your family, disconnected from your soul, from the essence of your true being. And how do we get back to that? Do Do we need to go sit in a medicine ceremony? Do we need a 72-hour silent meditation? You know, different ways to skin a cat, and no, this stuff can be simpler and more practical than so many teachers and guides want to make it out to be. Do I meditate each night before bed? Yes, of course. Again, we'll talk about that in the next episode in Primal Rhythm. And where so many men went off track, how do we get away from our authenticity? And by the end of this episode, I will give you a tool, one that I use with my clients, to reestablish and take control of your story, because that's where it starts. We went off track by taking these stories in from well-meaning individuals, parents, friends, colleagues, teachers, who honestly believed through assimilation of stories from those that taught them to them that they were doing the right thing, that what we do in life is go and get the job and get the career and get the girl and lock it down. And then, hey, that's what it is. And they all sang the same old song, life's a bitch and then you die, because they never tried, never knew how to truly release other stories and get in touch with their own. Abracadabra, my friends, with my word, I create, with my word, I influence, is what that word comes from the root word in Aramaic. Now, here's where a lot of people miss about the Aramaic version of that word. In the old Hebrew language, Aramaic, there's a symbol that means word, and then the next symbol in abracadabra means silence. And this is what we talk about when we talk about our words building worlds. Does your language uphold the silence, or does it tear it down? Does it align with it, or does it betray it? Because if your words betray the silence, well, now you are failing to be your most authentic self. And if you fail to be your most authentic self, there is literally less divinity in the world. If we ascribe to the idea that you are God force incarnate, that you are a creation of God, that you are a pinhole through which the universe experiences life, any of the above, well, then it is your job to show up as your authentic being so that that force can flow through you most accurately and honestly. And if you stifle a piece of yourself, if you lock something away because you're too worried to look at it, well, my friend, then you are failing to be the most authentic version of yourself, and there is literally less divinity in the world. Here's the cool thing. Putting more divinity in the world, making the world a better place, it's easy. We dive into those stories. We take a look in the closet where we think the boogeyman is hiding to find out it's only a pile of clothes that we left there years ago. And we've been staring at it out of the corner of our eye thinking, oh shit, that's scary. What is that in there? I don't want to look at it. And then we look at it. We shine a big old bright flashlight on it. This is the work that we do. And we realize that we put that there. We put that monster there and we turned it into the monster in our head. And then we realize that we can pick those clothes up and hang them up and create more space. Now, how do we do that? I said I was going to give you guys a practical tool, right? You need a pen and you need paper. And all I want you guys to do is take that memory, that start with something simple, start with something recent, something that's rolling around in your head, one of those things you would think about before you go to sleep, an embarrassing moment, and you write it down. The event as it happened. Just write it down, get it out of your head and onto paper, and then read it out loud. And then read it out loud slower, at like 70 to 80% speed. And then read it out loud with a giant belly breath. Here's the pace I want you to use. At every comma, most of the periods, and some of the ands. Guys, this is some of the meat and potatoes of my system. I'm giving it to you for free. Where I come in as a coach and a guide is asking you the right questions, is tinkering with this story so that one of the lines that would choke you up and, and make you sad as you read this, as you go through the process, if you're man enough to get that story onto paper, because a lot of little boys out there will say, "Nah, I already dealt with that stuff. No, man, I already looked at it. I'm good." The amount of fully grown men, guys who are tough individuals, who tell me that, and they just humor me. And we write some stories out, and then we read it the first time. Oh, no, not really all that much emotion. By the time we get through it, these guys' faces are wet because they're finally releasing the emotions that were stuck inside. And that's a crucial key to primal beliefs and being our most authentic self. Because if we're not feeling our feelings all the way through, then we are stifling a piece of ourself. Joseph Campbell said that any feeling felt fully is bliss. And as men, we've been taught to believe, we've been made to believe that real men don't cry. Toughen up, buttercup. Real men cry. Don't cry like a baby. Cry like a man. Feel it all the way through and then leave it where it lies. Because the false machismo tough guys, right? The guys that are out there just putting on that show, they got a scared little boy inside who has a lot of feelings that he doesn't know how to feel. And I promise you, my friends, that when you let yourself feel it, you can leave it where it lies. And what that does for you, it creates space between your reaction and your response. No longer do you leave a room angry and upset with someone, and then an hour later realize, man, I fucked up. I shouldn't have said that. No longer are you in the middle of an argument with your wife and you're wondering, why are you saying these things? You're digging yourself a hole that you're going to have to climb back out of sooner or later. No longer are you losing your temper on your kids or your pets and wondering where that even came from. Because where that comes from, where that really stems from, is those stories. Because what's going to happen, what we do inside of the Primal Man Pathway, my one-on-one signature coaching, is as we write these stories down, I have a certain set of magic questions that I'll ask. And we get other stories that come up. And what those stories have created inside your nervous system is a molehill that turned into a mountain. Because these emotions from these stories get stored in our nervous system and in our tissue. And when I talk about get stored in our tissue, I have seen an individual work a story about a particularly traumatic childhood experience. And this man did CrossFit and he couldn't overhead squat before. And after we worked that story, his upper back released, the tension in his upper back released, and he could do an overhead squat. I have seen an individual, Jake, he was on in season one. All we did was work stories. We did zero. We didn't touch any of his fitness yet. And he lost over 10 pounds from releasing from downshifting. So when you guys wonder why Chase, who was a fitness coach, who knew all about movement and macros, really leans on this story work stuff now. This is why. When Archimedes said, "Give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum strong enough, and I will change the world, I will move the world," this is the lever and the fulcrum. And some of y'all may be thinking, well, yeah, but is this all Austin, Texas? Are we going to just sit around and talk about our problems? No, listen. Once we've cleared out what's keeping us from moving forward, then we use the same mechanisms to look at what action we've been sitting on our hands on, because those limiting beliefs wouldn't let us see it. See, it's not the level of opportunity that separates the successful from the unsuccessful, my friend. It is the awareness of said opportunity and the caliber and swiftness of action taken. So as opposed to sitting in it and trying to find every last thing that could hold us back, we go and we find what's there to be found, and then we start looking forward. And then we start taking ownership of the things we have done. We start looking at the action that we can take, because I'll let you in on a little secret. Action dispels overwhelm. It's not paralysis by overanalysis. Yeah, it might be. And that doesn't actually tell us what to do. Okay, I need to stop thinking. Thanks a lot. It's inaction overwhelm. If you ever find yourself in paralysis by overanalysis, realize that it's just inaction overwhelm and ask yourself, what's the simplest action I can take to move the needle right now? Put you on a little free game right there. Guys, I could go on about primal beliefs and why it is so, so crucial for likely a whole hour, just free flowing on this. And I promised you that I was going to keep these first five episodes small and digestible, and we're up past 15 minutes. So the four-step process that you can take and use, title a story, whatever's on your mind, write it down as it happened. Not like, this is why I felt this way, and don't psychoanalyze it. Just write down what happened as it happened. And then read it out loud. Read it out loud a little slower. And then read it out loud with a breath at every period, most of the commas and some of the ands. If after doing this, you have found yourself standing in an open door and wondering how to step through. Hi, my name is Chase Tollison, and I'm an absolute professional and one of the best in the world at working stories. That is the core of what I do. I'm really good, really, really good at fitness and lifestyle. And the stories and the mindset and the identity are what make everything else stick. These primal beliefs are why I've been able to move from fitness and lifestyle into business acquisition, into business coaching. Because once you realize that it's all just a story, you can pick up any skill you want. Guys, I love each and every one of you for being here. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I truly do. Each and every one of you who listen each week, who rate and review the show, who subscribe, who share it with your friends, you're providing me a platform for doing what I love to do, which is creating impact in this world and creating more, helping more men become their true, authentic selves to create more impact in this world. And if you're wondering how to step up to that next level, hit the link in the bio. Let's schedule a call and let's do it. I know the amount of guys that I've been on that first call with, and they say, man, I could have used this 6 months ago. I know somebody listening just went, oh shit. Is he inside my head? Click the link, take the action, or sit where you are for another 6 months and we'll talk then. Either way, much love. Let's go get it.
Guiding me to that discovery. Get after it.